a word for you from Titus chapter 2, from verse 12b to verse 14. And to live self-controlled, upright and godly lives in the present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. This is an explanation about grace. We've been looking at how the grace of God needs to appear to us, as it says in verse 11, not just appear 2,000 years ago. We need to experience God's grace training us. And it says specifically to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions. And now today, how to live. God's grace teaches us how to live and how to be focused on the right thing. We are to renounce sin, yes, but with the renunciation of sin is the living of the right type of life by the power of God. Paul doesn't just say, let the thief stop stealing. He says, and let him work with his own hands, so that he can feed himself and others. Doesn't help to stop something without doing what is godly in its place. That's why maybe you fall back time and time again, because you're trying to stop with something, but you don't have that which is necessary to replace it. And we find that this replacement in verse 13 and 14 is so glorious and so clear. Waiting for our blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. There is a focal point. We are to look to in the right place as we renounce sin and as we are being trained by grace to live godly lives. We are to be waiting for the blessed hope. That means not just by and by one day, but even now, every day, waiting on him, having a hope that never dies, never despairing, but because of the power of his Holy Spirit, we are hopeful. What are we hoping for? The appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. It means that we are to focus on him. In Hebrews 12 it says, looking unto him, as we run the race, the author and finisher of our faith, and remembering at the same time who gave himself to redeem us. So as we look constantly in the right direction, you'll find that the grace of God is able to teach you how to renounce and how to live.